Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody better give God another big hand. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you're looking good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow. You will shine. In Jesus' name. Meta, meta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny. Wear a sweater. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God another big hand. Many of you early in the year prayed for the rain, and God answered. Let's appreciate Him. So God is a good God. We are reading the scripture from Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 21. Manasi Fure. We like reading the word of God because that's our text every time we come. This is Peter speaking, and this is what he said. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women. Both men and women. Both men and women. I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they, men and women, will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's give God a big hand. Amen. Please be seated in God's presence. In 1980, a nation was born. Would you know which nation that was? Zimbabwe. And on the 18th, this Tuesday, they are celebrating their independence anniversary, the 43rd. And we want to celebrate the ambassador. Our sister Winpeg is here. We bless and thank God for Zimbabwe. Amen. God is good. I always say that I visited Zimbabwe, Harare, in 1994. Hallelujah. We were having, that's where we went to have our honeymoon. And we ate a lot of honey. We didn't see the moon. But we had a good time with Martha that time. We also have a pastor, Reverend Martin, who is from Rugare Baptist Church in Harare, Zimbabwe. And he's right there. God bless you. Amen. And we celebrate all the guys from Zimbabwe. And we thank God. I know earlier we prayed for Zimbabwe. And we celebrate that nation. We thank God for the presence of the ambassador here. And God is a good God. The Bible says, ask me for the nations, and I'll give them as your inheritance. And so we pray for the nations that engage with us. They're having their general election coming in July, August this year. So let's also continue to pray for them at this time. Amen. And I just check with your neighbor and find out which nation they come from. If they say Kino, you just think twice about what they are saying. But we celebrate all the nations of the world among us. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And indeed, we thank God because, Holy Spirit, we know you amaze us when the word of God is open to us. And so speak to us today, and we thank you because somebody will come out with a testimony. We thank God for those watching us online, for those who are in the pavilion, wherever they are listening. May the Holy Spirit visit them exactly where they are and minister to them something new, something special. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Again, like we said, we celebrate Zimbabwe. We thank God for our sister, ambassador who is among us, the pastor who is visiting, all who are here, some also from other nations. We say thank you and we bless each one of them. And all glory goes back to you and minister to our hearts because we have prayed in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. Amen and amen and amen. This month we are talking about empowered what? Empowered creativity. Today particularly I want to talk about God's creative force on earth. There's a creative force on earth. And that creative force is none other than the Holy Spirit. And that is why the scriptures we read in Acts chapter 2 are talking about a move that entered the church on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2 verse 1. Let me read those verses, verse 1 to 4. Because that is God's creative power and force that formed the church that exists to this day. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And then the Bible says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Verse 5, now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation. Can you imagine? We're talking about the nations. They came from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one had their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed. All right, let me get that back on the screen. They were utterly amazed. They asked, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? And when they said Galileans, they basically Galileans ni watu wa shags. Galileans, if you are in Galilee, the people from the city were in Jerusalem. You had to pass through Samaria to go to Galilee. Galilee was in shags. Shags, for those who don't know shags, is up country. Now for that upper country, basically people from the lake side. These were Galileans. Then they were saying, then how is it that each of us hears them in our native languages? And there were quite many languages. There were Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, that is in Iran, Uko Iraq, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome. They were from everywhere. And they were decreeing and declaring the works of God. Tell your neighbor, God cares about nations. Hallelujah. Even the ones just across the border in Ongatarongai, just there, God cares about these nations. And the reason he does that is because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And God knew that if anything was going to happen, his creative force must engage. And I want to say this afternoon, there's a creative force in the nation today. There's a creative force in this city of Nairobi, and there's a creative force in Parklands Baptist Church today. How you treat that force is very important. God loves to be received. God loves to be expected. And God loves to be celebrated. That is why we take time to worship Him and to celebrate Him, because it gives God an opportunity to know that He is welcome. And I want you to know that in Parklands Baptist Church, we welcome God. We welcome God. We welcome His presence. And when Jesus went to places He was not welcomed, He did not go. And He told the disciples, if you go to a house and you're not received, just don't stay there. Go to the next house, because there are so many houses to go to. By the time we even finish, Jesus will have come back. And so being received, the reception of receiving God's presence, receiving the creative power of God is important. That is why your positioning before God is important. The Bible says, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. Now, if you enter God's presence with complaints, with fears, with just feeling, regardless of how you're feeling, receive God with joy. Receive God with expectancy. The Bible says, concerning Jesus, when He went to Nazareth, the Bible says, because they knew He had grown there, the reception was not that good. And the Bible says, we know this guy. In fact, let me read a bit of it, because receiving the presence of God is key, and His power is very important. All right? If you give me Mark chapter 6, I want to read one or two verses there in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, reception. The Bible says, Jesus left there and went to His hometown. Okay, this was homecoming. Accompanied by His disciples. When the Sabbath came, He began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard Him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked. And the Bible says, Jesus, they asked, what this wisdom that has been given Him, what are these remarkable miracles He is performing? And Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. The Bible goes on to say, He was amazed at what? Their lack of faith. They did not receive Him. They did not accept Him. The Bible says He came to His own people, but His own people did not receive Him. But to those who received Him, He gave them something. The next verse says in verse 6, then Jesus went around teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to Him, He began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over impure spirits. And the Bible says, He healed very few people because of their unbelief. Tell your neighbor, today I will not come with unbelief. Hallelujah. God's creative force is in our midst. Why am I saying that? You know, because when I was thinking about that, I went to a church yesterday and I was just passing through. I did not call them. It's one of our churches. I will not tell you which one. But I just passed there. They were not expecting me. It was a Saturday. And of course, on Saturday, if you come to a church, you don't expect many people to be there. But anyway, I came in. I found a security lady there. She looked at me. Of course, she opened the door. I drove in and I parked. And according to the security lady, I did not park very well. So she comes, when I came out of the car feeling very nice, she comes and says, please, go back to that car and remake it. Come together. You know, this lady did not know who had arrived. The Bible says people perish for lack of. So in a way, Pastor Simon, I humbled myself. I did not get upset. I went back to the car and I reparked it to where she liked the way I parked it. So I parked it there and again walked out. She had already left, back to the gate. And I walked to the pastor's office. I found no one. There were young people playing basketball. And I just went. People were doing their own business. I went to the pastor's office. I met a young man in there. And I said, he was busy on his phone. And then I asked him, is the pastor here? He said, he looked up and he said, I've also just come. I don't know him. And he continued. He also did not know. that somebody had come. Let me tell you this. He missed his blessing. Big time. So I walked other places. There was nobody. There was no pastor. There was nobody that I call official in the church that I could be able to say, by the way, where is the pastor of this church? How are things going? I walked down, went back into that car, and I drove out of that church and kept going. And I asked myself, if Jesus came to Parklands Baptist Church, what kind of reception would he receive? Would he be ignored? Would people know him? He just walked in, checks around. People are busy doing religious things. They are busy praying, giving tithes, giving offering, celebrating each other's birthday. And then they go out and nobody knew he was around. And so the blessings he came with, he also goes home with them. I pray that when we come to church, we shall come with expectation. Because God does marvelous things and he does different things. One Sunday is not like another Sunday. Things are different. Now, the difference with that reception that I received was another reception that I received during the week. On Thursday, the pastors and deacons board went to Naivasha for a retreat with their spouses. Tell your neighbor, amen. Amen. For some of those deacons and pastors, it was their first time to take their wives away from Nairobi. But it was a great blessing. Thank you, Jesus. We were there on Thursday night. We were there on Friday night. We left yesterday. But that day when we arrived, and just coming to the reception, my mother and I, as we were walking in, you know, we met this lady who got so excited when she saw me. She said, Pastor Ambrose is here. Hey, Pastor Ambrose, I'm so happy. I watch you on YouTube. And she pulled out her phone and she started scrolling. I have downloaded all your messages. And she's just checking, and I'm trying to tell her thank you, but she's so excited. She says, my daughter comes to your church, and my daughter is very excited, and you know, she comes with anointing oil and you pray for it, and then you, as she comes back, I anoint myself and things happen. Ambrose, I'm so happy. You know, at that time you're feeling, I need to bring more anointing oil and to give people. If somebody can receive me like that, you know. And she already said, I know your room number. Our room number is number 90, Sawela Hotel. And she knows that number. She says, I'm the main housekeeper here. And she's just excited to see me. Now, if I had 1,000,000 shillings. Thank you, Jesus. If you get such a reception like that, you know, even if you didn't want, things just come out. Let me tell you this. God is a God of signs and wonders. And sometimes he comes with those signs, wonders, and miracles to come and do something. But when he comes, he finds the reception is not good. And he carries it from Parklands Baptist Church and goes to our neighbors at Consolata. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are saying, Ashindwe. No. And he can do that. He can go to Consolata Catholic Church here, or he can go to St. Mark's on the other side, because these are his places, and he just wants to find out who is waiting for him. Who is waiting for a miracle? He comes to Nazareth, he does a few things, and he goes. And I said, Lord, help me that when I come to church, I come with expectancy. I come knowing that things can shift in a moment. When I come to church, my future can be changed suddenly. There's a lady, I want to read her testimony, and she had this kind of reception, and she wrote me an email, and I'm just reading it because it reminds me of that reception. And this is what she says, and I'm just picking up from bits and pieces that she wrote, and God met her at her point of need. He says, I'm a member of Parklands, and I've been a member of Parklands for the last 8 years. But then she says, during the anointing service in January this year, I walked into the sanctuary intentional about what I wanted God to do for me. I proposed in my mind, thought, and manifested what I wanted to do this year. Let me tell you, Pastor Ambrose, I was blessed. And the blessed is written in capital letters. I was blessed. I was so blessed, I did not want to leave the service. I connected with God on that day. I felt different, and I felt something I cannot explain. I have never cried like I did during this anointing service. I felt so beautiful. I felt God around me. I remember when you introduced this year's theme, vision, I connected to it and claimed it for me and my family. I identify myself as an empowered world changer and even bought the book. You can see that she's positioning herself. Immediately after the anointing service, opportunities started coming up. I was selected to travel to Uganda mid-February to meet and assist our distributor set up in Kampala. The trip was absolutely successful. This past Sunday, now this is in March, this happened in March. This past Sunday, I followed the service online. So we celebrate those of you watching online. After the service, one of our key customers called me to inquire whether I would be able to assist them set up a station at State House, Nairobi, on Tuesday 14th, as the Italian president was visiting the country. Fast forward to Tuesday 14, we arrived at State House, Nairobi, with a colleague for the function set up. Pastor Ambrose, when we got to the barrier, I remembered your State House story. Remember when you got to the gate, they couldn't see your name in the list. I said a silent prayer, Lord, please, let my name be in the list and may it be found easily. Guess what? My name was found. I was able to enter State House and proceeded to set up for the event. I did not know whether to laugh or cry because I had never imagined that this young girl who walked to school, grew up in poverty, and had very little exposure, would one day drive into State House. I did not have to know anyone. My job took me there. I remember telling myself when this administration took over that I would visit State House. I felt strongly and deeply for some reason that I would end up in State House. I thought about it and manifested it. I was optimistic. At State House, I was meters away from the first families, both Kenya and Italy, the two presidents and the two first ladies, cabinet secretaries, and most of those VIPs you see on television. During State House function, I was in a dream. What a testimony. And it's all because she set herself, and she finished by saying, I'm so humbled and honored. I'm confident that God has an amazing plan for me and my family. It is only March, and the shift is evident. I am an empowered world changer. And then she finishes. God bless you, Pastor Simon, and all the other pastors of Paki. You have been a blessing to me. That is a testimony because somebody positioned herself to receive a miracle. In Jesus' name. So tell your neighbor, position yourself. Tell your neighbor, changamka, changamka, changamka in Jesus' name. That just means get excited because something good is about to happen to you. And I want to tell you this, and Pastor Simon knows, that it is those kinds of testimonies that really bless us. They encourage us because we know that somebody picked something from here and they ran with it. And it's not about Ambrose, we are just vessels. And when you position yourself and catch what God has released for you, amazing things happen. The creative force that we are talking about is the force of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that this force was revealed to us right in creation, the Holy Spirit. First, Genesis. Let me read Genesis chapter 1. All right? If I can get that up, I know the screens are playing with us. But we'll get there. If I can get Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then the next verse says, now the earth was formless. Tell your neighbor, formless. It was empty and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was doing what? Hovering over the waters. Then verse 3 says something. God did what? God spoke. God said something. And when God said something, things begin to shift. Things begin to move because the creative force of God was there. God was releasing His presence and His power. And I want you to know that if anything is going to change in your life, a creative force has to be released, the presence of the Holy Spirit. We see the same creative force, the time when David was being anointed. By the way, David was the eighth born. So the firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn, Samuel had been sent to anoint a king from that family. Seven of them did not receive the anointing. I don't know why, but I believe maybe it was their positioning also, Pastor Simon. Their positioning of their heart. David was a shepherd boy. He did not know that his shepherdhood was preparing him for something, but God needed to shift him from being a shepherd boy to begin to think as a king. I want you to know that God is shifting your systems. And so God, Samuel comes to the first guy, no. Second guy, no. Third guy, no. Fourth guy, no. Fifth, no. Sixth, no. Can you imagine being past? There's a song we sing that says, while on others thou art calling, do not. May God not pass you by. May you be the one that God locates and says, it is you I want to bless today in Jesus' name. So when they reached number 7, there was no number 8 because David was not there. David is in the field. And let me say this. There are people who have been rejected. There have been people who have been passed. Sometimes you're in a company for so many years. Nobody looks at you. You come the earliest and you leave the latest. Others come late and they leave early. But they get promotions. You don't. I want to tell you this. Your season has come to change. God is shifting you in Jesus' name. God is seeing the labor of your work. And he sees you. He knows you. Of course, he knows those guys who come to the office and they are believers and they don't do any work. All they do is read the Bible and pray and they don't finish the assignments. Let me tell you this. The blessing cannot reach you. Hallelujah. The blessing cannot reach you. But when Samuel asks, who else is there? Because none of these guys will receive anything. That's when Jesse says, I there's a boy who is in the field. Call him. Now David comes from the field. He's not looking good. Like we always say, better than yesterday. He didn't have a tie. He didn't have a suit. He didn't know that day his destiny was going to change. Let me tell you this. Somebody's destiny is changing today in Jesus' name. So he just runs. He arrives. He says, ne-ne-ne-ne-ne-ne. And Samuel sees him and God says, this is the next king of Israel. And maybe Samuel said, God, but he's a boy. Because David was 17 at that time. He's a boy. You know, he's ruddy. His eyes are bright. He's alert. He's expectant. No wonder David would write that psalm that says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. No wonder he wrote somewhere and says, he anoints my head with oil. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And then he wrote down somewhere, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And maybe he wrote that long before he became a king. What are you writing to God today to prepare you for the future, to prepare you for tomorrow? What things are you decreeing and declaring? Because let me tell you this, God's creative power wants to release good things in your life. That is my first point. So let me say it one more time. God's creative power or force releases divine things. God's creative force of divine release. That's why he is in place here today. Pastor Simon, God is here to release blessings. His creative force wants to release favor. His creative force wants to release new births. New people need to be saved. You know, as I'm talking to you, since the year began, you have wanted to give your life to Jesus Christ. But you have never gotten the opportunity. You have prayed and you said, well, one of these days I must give my life to Jesus. One of these days I just need to repent. You know, the year is going very fast, you know, and I've not given my life to Jesus. And you don't have that opportunity. But let me tell you this. You don't get saved just because you want to get saved. You only get saved when God releases the gift of salvation. And I'm saying to somebody right now, God is releasing to you the gift of salvation. Today is your acceptable time. Now is the acceptable time. And God is releasing salvation to you now in Jesus' name. You know yourself. And right in the middle of my message, I want you to come here now. Because God is a releaser of salvation. It's a gift. And it is being given to you now in Jesus' name. Now, I'm talking to you, so you better show up, because I'm not continuing to preach until you show up here now in Jesus' name. You may be at the pavilion, and that is far. Maybe there's a deacon on that side. You could just stand up there and say, I'm the person Pastor Ambrose is talking about. But maybe you're here, because this is the creative force of God that shifts and changes lives. And I want you to come now. I want you to come now. You may be upstairs, you may be downstairs. You better show up here in Jesus' name. Because God is releasing his force. He's releasing his power to save you, to shift you, to turn you around. You better come now in Jesus' name. God is a good God. Today is the day of salvation. God is releasing healing. He's releasing joy. God is releasing it. In Jesus' name. Karibu. Amen. What's your name? Esther. You're Esther. You have read about yourself in the Bible. Yeah, Esther is a great person. Karibu sana. Amen. What's your name? Who?
Violet.
You're Violet. Welcome, because God is releasing salvation in your life. In Jesus' name. What's your name? You're Margaret. Receive this salvation today. May God change your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. What's your name? Georgina. God bless you. Receive. 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 Because it's a gift. Receive it. Receive it. God's creative force releases salvation to anyone who will receive. The Bible says, but to those who received him, who believed in his name, he gave them the power to become the children of God. And he's not just releasing it to females, he's releasing it to males. So I'm talking to a male now in Jesus' name, that you better show up. Hallelujah. Salvation is about not about gender, but it's for all of us. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be what? Shall be saved. I want you to be position yourself, because God is going to change and shift your lives in a big way. I'll be praying for you in a moment, and I'll continue to preach, but I needed you to receive this, because the creative force releases. I remember the time when Bartimaeus was just sitting there, he was blind, then he had Jesus is passing by. He says, who? Jesus is passing by. And he threw things. He started shouting. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. That day, his miracle came. I'm talking to that man. Maybe you're here. You better stand up in Jesus' name. We're not moving this service until you show up. You better come now, because this is your moment. This is your time. The creative force of God is in the house in Jesus' name. It's there. It's moving. It's changing your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. What's your name? Who?
James.
Ebu Nigote. God is good. God's creative force. God's creative power. Jesus' name. What's your name? Maxwell. John Maxwell. No, just Maxwell. Nigote. God shifts destinies. May God shift your destinies. May God shift your destinies. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for you. And then Pastor Kiniti will just handle you afterwards and take your name, because we want to follow you up. Isn't God a good God?
Yes.
Why don't you celebrate them now in Jesus' name? Celebrate them in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I sit down, these are young people. These are young people. We thank God for them. But there's a gentleman here who is over 50. And you have never given your life to Jesus Christ. I want you to show up now. And you know yourself. Because it's not just young people who get saved. All the people get saved. Remember your Creator at whatever point now. Because somebody might now know that you're over 50. Don't be worried. So I'm just saying, somebody there's somebody, one more person that I need up here. And you know yourself, in Jesus' name. God is good. You see, Jesus came that you may have life and have it abundantly. And it is not, there are no gimmicks. There's nothing. All you need to do is this. Say, Jesus, you have released your salvation. I receive it. All right? So put your hands like this in front of you, like you're receiving something. I'm praying for you. I'm talking to that gentleman, whoever it is. As I'm praying, you better come now in Jesus' name. Now pray this after me, aloud, loud and clear. Just say, Jesus. One more time, say, Jesus. Today, I receive the gift of salvation. Today, forgive my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Today, change my destiny into your destiny. I receive your life. I receive your salvation. And today, I will walk a path of righteousness to glorify your name. Jesus, today I decree that you are my Lord, my King, and my Savior. I'm saved for eternity. And as I walk on this earth, I will live a life of joy and peace and righteousness because of you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, give God a better hand than that and just thank Him. Bless Him. Hallelujah. God is good. And now, just greet me. Let me give you a hand of fellowship in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Maze, mebarikiwa, in Jesus' name. Maxwell, Kiniti, just give them something. They'll go back to their seats in a moment, but just engage them. Amen. I'm still talking to that person who is over 50. Just be coming even when I'm talking, because you can interrupt this pastor as he's talking. But tell your neighbor, the creative force releases divine things. Let me read the book of Ezekiel so that I tie this message for us. Ezekiel 37, the Bible says that something happened and God released his will in a valley where too many things were happening. The Bible says this: the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley, and it was full of what? Full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. Tell your neighbor, God can recreate things for you. Then God asked me, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Hallelujah. May your bones come together. May your situations come together. This is the creative power of God. And by the time you read the end of that story, the Bible says there were dead bodies everywhere, but God was still recreating. Pastor Simon, God creates in stages. He moves you from one faith to another. He shifts you, draws you together, reasons with you, and God begins to change you. Let me tell you this, you may not recognize your life after 2 weeks. God may have changed things for you in ways you cannot imagine. But if you can just cooperate with Him, if you can just receive Him, God will do amazing things. So He's releasing things, but God also, His creative power releases divine communication. God speaks in different ways. Tell your neighbor, God speaks in different ways. God uses different means to speak to us. The Bible says that He will send visions and dreams and prophecies. God speaks in so many ways just to bring you to Himself. He may speak to you to the way somebody is. He may speak to you through a gatekeeper, through a little girl, through a house help, through a personality, through a celeb, through a non-believer. God speaks in different ways, but at the end of the day, He speaks. May He speak to you. May He prophesy to you things. May you see new things. The Psalms 107 verse 20, if you can put that up for me. Psalms 107 verse 20, the Bible says this. And may God use all these things to speak to us. He sent out His word and did what? And healed them. He rescued them from what? From the grave. Pastor Simon, God wanted to speak to a man called Cornelius. But Cornelius was very far. Cornelius was not in church. He was a police officer. There was no way that he was ever going to change. But I want you to listen to his story and how God spoke to him. Because God will catch up with you. Tell your neighbor, God will catch up with you. But He'll catch up with you in a good way. You know, when somebody is saying, I'll catch up with you, it's like, I've really done some wrong things. Let me tell you this. If it is about wrong things, all of us have done wrong things. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Some of us have done worse things than others. But that is, it doesn't mean that some of us are more sinners than others. When you're a sinner, you're a sinner. When you're bad, you're bad. But when God makes you good, you're good. Hallelujah. Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, the Bible says this, and he wants to catch up with this guy because he wants to do him good. So put that for me on the screen so that I can use one. It says, at Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. Keep going. He and his family were what? Were devout and God-fearing, but they were not believers. They were not saved. And let me tell you this, you can be so religious. You can be God-fearing. But let me tell you this, if God doesn't catch up with you and give you the right path, you will still end up in hell with the good things that you're doing. Because if you don't get to know Jesus, you're lost. Now look at this verse. Give it to me again. In Jesus' name. He and his family were what? Devout. In other words, Deacon Wairagu, they positioned themselves for a miracle. They were devout. They didn't know this God very well, but they were devout. They just wanted to do something for God. Listen to this. And all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave what? Generously to those in need and prayed to God how many times? Regularly. One day at about 3 p.m, and I want to say to somebody that today at 3:00 p.m, your miracle will connect with you in ways you cannot imagine. How? I don't know. I'm just reading the scripture. One day at about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius, God knows your name. It's amazing. He knows your name. No matter which name it is, he knows it. Now send men to Joppa. He's been given an instruction. Send men to Joppa. All right, can I get that back? Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon. There's a man called Pastor Simon who needs to come and talk to you. So God uses angels to catch your attention, but He uses men and women to bring the message. Because sometimes it is hard to relate with the angels. So God will use you. So the Bible says, send for this guy Peter. Now Peter doesn't know he's been given this assignment. Just go back there. It says this. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter. So he knows both his names. He's staying with Simon the tanner, okay, whose house is by the sea. Do you see that amazing location? When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called 2 of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them where? To Joppa. Keep going. About noon, the following day, as they were on their way and journeying, approaching the city, Peter now, who needs to be connected to, went up to the top of the roof to do what? To pray. Now he's praying. Now listen to what happens. He also has a vision. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being led down to the earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Now remember, Peter is a Jew. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." Now listen to Peter. "Surely not." Now he's talking to the Lord. "Surely not." Imagine you're from Western Kenya. You have been used to eating things that are eatable. Chicken. Mrenda. Fish. Yani, you know what you eat. Then God gives you a vision and shows you crocodile. Especially those who go to carnival. He sent you things that you don't eat. And you're saying, "I'm not eating." And it is God talking to you. So the Bible says the shit went back and came again. Back came again. Peter saying, "I'm not eating." What God is trying to tell him is this: I'm bringing you somebody you don't like to relate with. And I want you to get ready, because the person I'm bringing you, it is me who is bringing them. When Peter got that statement and it locked in, by the time he was finishing the dream, Cornelius and the team are knocking at the door. He meets them. They are all Gentiles. They are soldiers. And he says, "What do you want?" They tell him what had happened. He knows suddenly that God wanted something to be done. You see, God's creative force will do things you have never done before. It will make you shake hands with people you don't like shaking hands with. One time I was meeting a guy, there are these guys from Western Kenya. Western Kenya is made up of amazing people. There are these guys who walk around, they never greet people. You know, they just walk around clapping their hands. So one day I met one of them. He's not robed. He's just nicely like a person. And I was excited. I was going to greet him. But as I was going to greet him, he started clapping his hands. You know, have you ever felt down, let down when your hand was going and then it left in the air? Ooh. I said, "I'm never going to shake that guy at all." There are people God is going to bring your way, because he wants you to touch their lives and make a difference in their lives. People you don't relate with. They're not in your tribe. They're not in your language. They're not in your profession. They're not people that you like. But God knows how they have positioned themselves to receive a miracle. And you have the miracle caring for them. And I want you to know, God's creative power will locate you, will connect with you. I'm talking to somebody right now. God is about to shift you. The Bible says, Pastor Simon, when Simon stood up and started talking to them about Jesus, it says the entire family believed. Cornelius plus everybody. That day, salvation came into that house. Through communication. What communication? A vision. A trance. A trance is when you are just standing and then suddenly you are completely out of your body. You're seeing things. And you're somewhere else. And you're just somewhere else. And God is giving a message. Their dreams, their prophecies. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, "I'll pour my spirit upon flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy." Now, you know very well, I talk and speak in tongues. I speak in tongues, many tongues. It's not just one tongue. I speak in many different tongues. I interpret those tongues, but I also prophesy. And some people have confused this thing of prophecy, because they have traditional ways of prophesying. They think if they prophesy, you have to change your voice. Now imagine, Ambrose, you know how I talk. Now imagine that suddenly I change my voice and say, "The Lord has come. I'm receiving a word." Now instead of receiving it, you start laughing, you start wondering what has happened. And then later, when I actually tell you the word, it is not a very encouraging word. Huh? I'm beginning to predict. I'm beginning to say, "I see an accident. And I've seen you dying." I know the guy just leaves that place feeling that prophecy is not helpful. Now let me show you what prophecy does to people. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says this: "So that we may not become funny Christians." Hello? Look at this verse. It says this: "Follow the way of what? Of love. And eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially what? Prophecy." Look at the next verse: "For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to who? To God. Indeed, no one understands them, They utter mysteries by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to who? To people. For their what? Strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. If your prophecy is not encouraging, hello? If it is not strengthening, if it is not comforting, the source of that prophecy is somewhere else completely. Are you getting me? God is not sitting walking around trying to cause, you know, you meet somebody, you have a word for them, God has a word, given me a word for you, and that word takes that person in a place where they are feeling just totally broken. They don't know what to do. But let me tell you this. God, like he said to Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones that they may do what? They may live. And I'm speaking to you now. I've been prophesying since I started preaching. I've been telling you and talking to you about what God is saying. And I want to tell you this. The creative force of God uses different communication channels just to get you to where God wants to do a miracle for you. Hallelujah. Dreams. Some people, the reason why some people dream, they're dreams that are just caused by you going to bed having eaten too much. And then there are other dreams that are caused by people who went to bed hungry. And then there are dreams that are caused because you've had anxieties the whole day. So be able to differentiate dreams. Don't share your dreams quickly. And make sure that your dreams, your visions, your tongues, and your prophecies align with the word of God. Because there are many false prophets. There are many false preachers. So discern the spirits. And if you find somebody who is prophesying, has these amazing gifts, and is able to do all this, but he has no love. And he's not. There's no peace in him. There's no joy in him. He's always serious. Meme ne mtumishi. You're wondering mtumishi ni nini? They don't laugh. They don't relate with you nicely. And even after prophecy, you don't act too super spiritual. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, this being spirit is bad. Spirit is these guys who walk around as if they cannot hold the ground. Instead of walking just normally like everybody else, you just walk. You know, they walk like Jesus floating there. And once in a while they say, hallelujah. Glory. Those are called spiritual zombies. Jesus was not like that. Jesus was the most joyful person on earth. He was excited about life. He loved life. Where rebuke was needed, he rebuked. Where love was needed, he loved. Where celebration was, he went. They were called him, he walks around with sinners, he eats, and he eats with gluttons. Jesus loved life. And yet, he was the Son of God. He prophesied. He spoke. And things happened. May your life shift. Amen. May your life change. Amen. Somebody better give God a big hand and bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. But finally, I want to say this. The creative force of divine rearrangement. God comes to rearrange your life, your situation. He shakes what needs to be shaken. Did you see when we read that verse? That the sun will be turned into darkness. The moon will be turned into blood. What God is simply saying is this. I will rearrange and I will rework and I will shift things in your life. Let me read Hebrews chapter 12. The Bible says this in verse 25 as we prepare to pray. Something good is about to happen to you in Jesus' name. It says this, let me read those verses. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him, who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? Keep going. At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. I will rearrange things. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may do what? May remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Listen to the next part. For our God is a consuming fire. God wants to rearrange things in your life. You know, sometimes in your house, when you have arranged the furniture in such a way, after some time, you get used to that sight. And nothing really amazes you. And for those who have wives who love to rearrange your house, you leave in the morning, you come back home, things were shifted. Things were moved. This curtain was changed. That stool was moved. You come into your house and it's like you're coming into a new house. Because your house has been rearranged. Things have been shifted. You're seeing things from a different angle. I want to say this. May God rearrange your life. May things shift in your house today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What you have been used to so much, may God just rearrange it. May God renew it. That furniture that is not working, may God throw it away and give you a new furniture. In Jesus' name. May something new come your way. I'm saying may something new come your way. May that which needs to be shaken out of your life. If it is alcohol, may it be shaken and shaken out of your house. And may God bring orange juice in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody better give God a big hand. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Those addictions, may God just work things and change things, because he's the only one who can do it. Maybe you have tried to stop smoking, it's not happening. You've tried to stop alcohol, you're not happening. Listen, there's a creative force. Amen. You have habits that always take you on the wrong side. But let me tell you this, there is a creative force that is waiting for you to say, why don't you give me a chance to rearrange, to rework, to reinvent your life so that I can give you something new. The Bible says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Pastor Simon, the Bible says that God is the architect and the builder of this city. The word architect, I found out, comes from this Greek word, technology. It's in the Bible in the Greek, techno. We thought we invented this word today. It is the word architect. God wants to come into your life and architect you. He wants to refurbish you. He wants to rework you. If you allow him to shake that which is can be shakeable, let him remove it so that that which cannot be shaken can be in your life. And no matter what the devil does, the Bible says those who trust in the Lord will be like Mount Zion that can never be shaken. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. May that be your portion. Somebody better give God a big hand. Amen. 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 So I'm going to ask God's creative force to flow in our midst in a moment. So shall we stand as we prepare for that? While you're standing, so glad you came. Are you glad you came?
Yes.
Amen. Remember, God's creative force of divine release. God is releasing something divine. Divine communication. He speaks to us in many different ways. And divine rearrangement. He wants to work in your life. But remember this, the reception. God comes where he is received, where he is expected, where he is celebrated. Let me say that one more time. God only comes where he is received, he is expected, he's celebrated. There are sicknesses in your life that God wants to shake out of your body. Shake out of your body. There are confusing patterns in your mind that God wants to shake them out and give you new patterns of thought, new directives, new direction. Your miracle is in the house. I'm saying your miracle is in the house. I'm saying your miracle is in the house. Jesus' name. God wants to bless you. God wants to find that which was lost and give it to you. Some of you have lost direction. God wants to give you a good direction. The Bible says his will is good and acceptable and perfect. God wants to give it to you. For Parklands Baptist Church, I believe that there are greater days for Parki ahead of us. Somebody better receive that in Jesus' name. There are greater days. There are greater days. Pastor Simon, greater days in our preaching. Pastor Kiniti, Pastor Victor, greater days in our worship. Greater days. I keep being reminded, Pastor Regan, that one of these days we shall have 100 member choir standing in here. Amen. But for us to have 100 member choir, will you be the one? But I cannot sing. I only make a joyful noise. Don't worry. God can recreate that joyful noise and make it come out nicely. Even though you come for auditions and you really a problem. Somebody tells you, say do re mi fa sol la ti do. So say that do re mi fa sol la ti. You know you're finished. You are told to sing a song. Mungu yume ma, Mungu yume ma. Don't worry, God can recreate you. God can rework you. And these brothers, the Adonai's brothers, the Adonai's here. Maybe some of you, when you first arrived, you are not where you are now. In fact, they thought you should never even appear near a piano. But there's a recreative force, a recreative power. Put your hands in front of you, because God wants to drop something in your lap. God wants to drop something in your mind right now in Jesus' name. A miracle is coming your way. And so I'm going to speak in tongues. I'm going to prophesy in Jesus' name. Elashi alhamase jabakadis katama rishel halaki kishima la toskatashe. Valikuman ilakarashki te dekalakana mashia li etrakus satalamahal kidahashe valhaman kalabarishike ritelo rusu shamanin kalideskeriara mopapeler kada shamal kitan koliski talashake li retomakil kalkushimana le rinkanton kosi la shea betulokina rashil karatase elohim laman kilokratese la pretisketon kurasha bealu krandesia delama leshima katela maduske lantila jomakita la kargatosi la hanil kanentushma kitnaka lampetolo super katili senta lebro tashe kala hadesha le krirosh li kramatusha la kirataso mi papeto mali kratandushka la teshe. Oh Jehovah God, lishamadeshka lishkomatil karatasika rashi kratoski terakara o rabashakele kratoskira livrate suka shentara. And this is the prophecy in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I say thank you, because your word is good. This is what the Lord is saying to us. Oh my beloved people, I have waited for you to receive me. I've waited for you to welcome me. But every time I come, you turn the other way. Every time I come, you look another side. You walk in your life as if I don't exist. You live your life as if I don't care for you. But today, I speak to you and I declare to you that you're my beloved. That you're my beloved. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. I have great treasures, as I have come carrying them for you. Treasures of healing, treasures of restoration, treasures of blessing, treasures of favor. But you're not there to receive. I have come to heal you of sicknesses that have been recurring, and yet you'd rather seek a doctor, you'd rather go to a pharmacist than call on my name. For I have said in my word that they who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so this afternoon, I speak to you, my beloved church. You're so concerned with petty issues. You're so concerned with the things of this earth. You have forgotten of things that are from above. But this afternoon, my spirit is among you. And my spirit speaks to you and says, come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, you who have no peace, for peace I give to you. My peace I leave unto you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Come to me, all you who are weak, and you need to be strengthened. Come to me, you who are broken, that I may put your life together. For I am the Lord, and there is no other. My anointing is not for those who are qualified. My anointing is for those I qualify. And I come to you today. My presence is among you. My fire is among you. Receive. Receive. Holy Father, I bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit is in our midst. God is among us. Open your mouth and just say, Lord, I receive. I receive. Recreate me. Tell God, recreate me. Rearrange me. Rework my life. Oh God, take me to the next level. The Holy Spirit is here. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Allow him to embrace you just where you are. Allow him to heal you. That recurring sickness, I decree it and I say it is healed. It is healed in Jesus' name. Oh, there's a fire on your life to burn every addiction, every limitation in your life. But that fire is refining you to be the gold that God wants you to be the silver that God wants you to be the vessel that God can use in this month. The God's creative force is moving and shifting you today. Receive. Receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Make a prayer to God. Wherever you are, that's your altar. Open your mouth. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. Just talk to God. Somebody is being healed right now. Somebody is being restored right now. Somebody's debt is being paid. Finances are coming your way from quarters you cannot understand. Oh, you pray to God. Church, pavilion, online, the Holy Spirit is here. Holy Spirit is here. Connect with him. Let him fill you now. Allow him to fill you. Speak. Prophesy. Visions and dreams are coming your way. Oh my God. Rashanda Kesa. E grashi la hamadisketa lahanan. Risalama kratesula sheketan manashan. Oh, the Holy Spirit is here. Mahalahri shemalabakasetana. My God, my God. Touch us, oh God. Touch us, oh God. Oh yes, we worship you, my God. We worship you. My God. My God. Let the presence of God come to you where you are online. In that house. In that home. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Your glory is in our midst. Thank you for remaking us. Rework us, even as a church, as leadership, as members. Rework us, oh God. Oh, praise God. I'm saying praise God to somebody.
Amen.
I'm saying praise God to somebody. Oh, yes. I'm saying praise God. God is a good God. And good things are going to happen to you. Great things are coming your way. Somebody better receive that now. Somebody better receive that now. Come on, somebody better receive that now. Receive that now. Amen. Amen. Are you glad you came? By the way, some of you have been reading this book. Those who have not read this book, Taking the City, is available in our bookshop, and you can pick a copy. Again, we thank God for our visitors, all of you, wherever you are. Pastor Kinity. Okay, Pastor Kinity says this. One more person who just gave his life to Christ. Amen. God bless you. What's your name? Who?
Timothy.
Timothy, God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wanasifiwe. So, as I pray and give the benediction, there's that person I talked about over 50. You know yourself. Don't be afraid. This is your day of salvation. You may not be in the sanctuary. You may be online. You may be in the pavilion. But when you make that decision, come look for me. Come look for Pastor Simon. God will bless you big time. God will bless you big time. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Karibu sana. Amen. God bless you, sir. You're David. Okay. Amen. Come on, somebody. You better give God a big hand. Amen. Amen. He's told me he's David. You're David. God loves you, David. You come to this church? Amen. Karibu sana. And what's your name?
Jenga.
Juguna. Uendelee kujenga. We want to pray for you. You know, when God says something, there's something he wants to do. You know, sometimes you may reach in life and you feel, those are things I should have done when I was a teenager. But you know, God has his own time. And the Bible says, in its time, God makes all things beautiful. And I want to tell you this. The years ahead of you, God is going to rearrange, restore, rework your lives in amazing ways. In amazing ways. Amen? And he's the one who will do it. I'm glad you've given him a chance to connect with you. And I pray for your families. I don't know what is happening in your families, but I want you to tell you this. There are better days for your families in the days to come. Better days. Better days. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, let me pray for you right now. I want you to just open your mouth, say this after me. David, Jenga, I want you to do that. And I also want to pray, whatever your professions are, God is about to surprise you. God is about to surprise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What do you do, David? You're an accountant. Amen. You handle Mbesha? Okay. May God do you good. In Jesus' name. And what do you do?
I'm a public administrator.
You're a public administrator. May God do you good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, pray this prayer with me. Please pray with them. Lift up your hands as we bless them. Just open your hands like this. Yes. Say this with me. Father, today I come to you. I surrender my life to you. In this season of my life, take over. Take charge. Rework my life. Reinvent me to the purposes that you had for me. When I was born, bring me to a place where I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I confess my sins, and today I receive forgiveness. I receive salvation. I don't receive a religion. I receive a person. Jesus Christ. And I confess today that Jesus, you are my Lord. and you are my Savior. And from today, my life is yours. And your life is my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Jenga, God bless you big time. Amen. Bless you, David. God bless you big time. So, okay. Pastor Victor will. Let's appreciate them. May God visit you. May God visit you. May God visit your family. May God visit your home. May God rework you until you cannot recognize yourself. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So by the way, I had finished until God interrupted. Now, God's interruptions are good. So let's appreciate the worship team that have come before us. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We celebrate you. Thank you for your patience again for coming to church. I said when you come to church, anything can happen. And we have seen when God's Spirit moves, He does what He wants to do. I believe there's somebody who is going to, not I believe, I want to tell somebody here, there's a financial something you've been expecting, and God has heard your prayer this week. That financial thing is going to be sorted in a way you cannot imagine. Cannot imagine. Amen. Just take it. It's going to happen. So stop worrying. Stop figuring it out. God is creative enough to know what to do. Don't be the Holy Spirit's advisor. Hallelujah. He knows what to do and how to do it. In Jesus' name. So lift up your hands as I bless you. While your hands are up there, why don't you give God a big hand? I feel there's a shout in the house. 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 Come on, somebody. There's a shout in the house. Glory. Jericho are coming down. They are coming down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now lift up those hands one more time as we command this blessing. Father, what a joy to be in the house of the Lord. Today we celebrate with the angels for those who have given their lives to Christ. For those who have received a miracle today, a reworking, a rearrangement, a ministry has happened. We continue to celebrate with the nation of Zimbabwe, speaking a blessing, O God, to our ambassador, and saying thank you for her representing her country in this nation. For the pastor who visited with us, Pastor Martin, we bless you. And Father, we thank you for each one of us. And now, Lord, I decree and declare that as we go forth, we are going into testimonies. We are going to bump into miracles. We are going to walk into opportunities that we never expected. And I want to decree and declare to you now in the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that your Monday is blessed. Your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. Sunday you have a double blessing and a double testimony coming your way in the name of Jesus. 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 I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And God's people say, amen, amen. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you, yani you, you shall dwell in God's house, in God's favor, in God's goodness. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. You're blessed to be a blessing. You're favored to be favorable. You're lifted to lift others up. In Jesus' name. And now may the grace, Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom. Have a great day.